The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Obviously live and sunshine and the weather's great. And you know what? It's just a beautiful day outside. And I'm hoping that you're out enjoying it and you're having a good time, that you're, you know, doing the things that you like to do. It's that kind of tail end of the year where the weather can be, you know, kind of iffy. But right now we're predicted to have a really, really great week. So have fun. Listen. I have a great program for you today, one that's, you know, it's kind of something that plagues the majority of the population, and one that can make you feel pretty lousy, even with a day like today. You know, you get outside and you don't know why you don't feel as good as what the weather looks like. Well, it's something called constipation. Yeah, that, you know, when the plumbing's all backed up, you know, that sort of thing, and you don't know why you feel lousy and your stomach is bothering you, but more importantly, you have no energy, you can't move. And so here's the deal. We're going to talk about that, and because it plagues so many people. And if you're not sitting on that porcelain throne at least minimally once a day, preferably every time you have something to eat, it's you got a problem. But guess who we're going to talk to about that? We're going to talk to my favorite doctor of Oriental medicine, Dr. Xinglong Zhang. And we're going to kind of work through this. Dr. Zhang, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Daryl. Hello, everybody. So I'm a plumber today.
Yeah, you're out enjoying yourself, and you're away from your house, and you're away from the studio. And I'm jealous. I wish I was out there with you. I'm glad that you're having a good time. Dr. Zhang, this Wednesday evening, the 21st of September, you're going to be doing a presentation at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax as part of our continuing education program. And it's the title of the program is How to Fix Constipation. And it's, you know, it's not something that should be taken very lightly because it's quite significant. I want to get into it a little bit. I want our listeners to really understand how problematic this really is, how, you know, how many people in this country deal with this. And so let's start with this. To define constipation, what does that mean? How does somebody know that they're constipated and that could be part of their health problem?
Yeah, so constipation actually is not a disease. It's a symptom. So when you talk about a symptom, that means there's a lot of different reasons cause that problem. So the way we'll do is we'll find a reason to fix that. So if you have some symptoms like this, so painful bowel movement, bloated, you cannot completely empty your stool from your rectum, and you feel blockage, or just like Dr. Rozelle said, you cannot have at least one time a day, you feel sluggish, all these symptoms, you have three or two of them, you get a constipation.
You know, when you're dealing with constipation like that, and because now, you know, we have this sewer, right, this lower intestinal blockage, if you will, we're not moving things the way they're supposed to, and we're absorbing all kinds of ugliness back into our body. It just doesn't stay there. The body begins to reabsorb a lot of inflammatory irritation. What are some of the signs and symptoms that somebody might be having to deal with because they don't move their bowels, because they're constipated?
Yeah, for example, you have a headache, you have the dizziness, or you don't have good energy, you feel joint pain. That means your body absorbs a lot of trash. It's supposed to get out from your body. You absorb it and then go to bloodstream, cause inflammation. Inflammation goes everywhere with the blood. So they can go to your brain, can go to your gut, can go to your joint, and then that's what you fail.
You know, one of the things that that people come into the practice, and I can take one look at them, and what I'm looking at is their skin. And the skin shows signs of constipation as well, where, you know, they have a rash throughout their body, or they're breaking out in things on their body, crustaceans and things of that nature. They flake, and that's signs of constipation. Their body's not clearing the way it's supposed to. What other pieces can happen? Do people end up having flu symptoms? Do they end up having other problems that they wouldn't think that was related to that?
Yes. So, for example, it's very common right now. It's not uncommon, especially for young people too, the brain fog. So why the gut can cause brain fog, the constipation? Because it's over 80% neurotransmitter made in the gut and from the bloodstream go to your brain. So if you don't have enough neurotransmitter in the gut, then you cannot think well. You get short-term memory loss. And you do have the brain fog. You may go to a room, you don't know why I'm there. So all these kind of brain symptoms can cause that problem too. And plus, and the gut is immunity too. Why I say that? Because over 70 to 80% of the body immune cells are in the gut. So you can tell how important the gut is.
So when we have this backup, this constipation, is going to affect how the mind works. It's going to affect how, you know, we think through processes. It's going to allow us to be more confused. Even, and one of the things that we don't think about, it can be part of what we see as a dementia or a forgetfulness situation. And then you mentioned the immune system. 75% at least of the body's immunological responses stem from the intestinal tract. And if that system is blocked up and subsequently the tissue is swollen, then the immune system is going to begin to break down. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Zhang is going to present an in-house continuing education program at the Rozel Center for Healing in Fairfax. It's going to be at 7 p.m. And we're going to move that program and other programs later on, but it's this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., September the 21st. We'd love to have you there as our guest. All you have to do is go online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com. And go down, maybe halfway down, and you're going to see the advertisement, if you will, for this program. And it says register, hit that, click it, and we'd love to have you there as our guest, September 21st, 7 p.m., Rozel Center for Healing in Fairfax. Dr. Zhang, let's talk a little bit more about how do people become constipated?
Yeah, so this is a very simple reason. Maybe everybody, you know, most people know the too little fiber, too little water. It's a very basic one, actually. A lot of people, especially about older people, so there, the reflex in the brain, they are very low. They cannot sense the body, okay, I need the water right away. So that's the problem too. So that's why it's a lot of older people constipation. And also lack of exercise, physical activity, and you change your routine. For example, you change the meal plan, you do the keto diet, do different the diet. So severe keto, so not the plan does not fit everybody. You need some professional people to guide you to see which plan make you make much better. For example, I have a patient last week come here, so the constipation, very bad constipation, so about three, probably one or two times a week. So I asked all the history, looks everything okay, fiber is fine. So that patient said, I start to do the keto diet. This is probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. So then I said, okay, after asking all the history, I said, this is a problem because you have constipation, because the patient has a gallbladder problem. So you see, so gallbladder is also part of digestive system too. So if you cannot digest what you take, and then the food cannot fully digest it, absorb in the gut, and then stuck there and cause the constipation too.
You know, you brought up a very interesting finger pointing, if you will, and I'll use that expression, that, and people don't realize the intimacy, the connections between the different body systems. The liver and the gallbladder are what create what we call peristalsis, or the movement of the intestinal tract, so we can get rid of all the waste that's built up in our system. So if the body's toxic and it's overwhelmed and now it becomes sluggish, the intestinal tract becomes sluggish as well. And, you know, they It can happen for a lot of different reasons. As you said, somebody who's eating too much meat and not enough fiber. And we don't talk about fiber as being refined foods, the sugars and the donuts and the white flour and things. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about things that have some substance to them that can move things through. And the Great American Diet, if you will, or the Standard American Diet, SAD diet, is very contributory to this. And then we end up having very significant problems as time goes on. The one thing that we didn't talk about that I think people need to also understand is that one of the things that contribute to constipation can simply be a spinal problem. The low back can be, if you will, misaligned, unbalanced, posture's not right. But this can also contribute to somebody being constipated. Is that correct?
Correct. My body has a lot of deep tendon reflex. There's a reflex called a desiccatory reflex. So this means, so when you have a bowel there, so why, I have a good bathroom to have bowel movement. That's what we call a desiccatory reflex. If this reflex, the nerve coming from the low back, then directly goes there. So for example, so every single organ innervated by nerve, so the stomach, every single organ, for example, if the nerve from the spine goes to stomach, cannot send a signal to tell your stomach, okay, it's time to release the gastric acid, release enzyme to digest your food, to absorb food, and then you cannot digest. Same thing with the bowel movement too. If the nerve in the low back is blocked for some reason, we call misalignment or pinched, and then you will lose the defectory, the reflex. So that means you cannot get a bowel movement.
And it's something that most people don't think about. And that can be one of the subtle symptoms of a back problem, of a spinal problem. We talk about something called the somatovisceral reflex, somato meaning from the spine, from the muscles and so forth, affecting the viscera or the organ systems inside. And when those systems are not communicating properly, one of the things that we see on a regular basis is constipation. And here's the other piece that we've alluded to is that, when somebody is younger, they produce more digestive enzymes. So for somebody who is 60 years old, for example, they produce about 30% of the digestive enzymes of somebody who was 25. And that also helps initiate the movement of waste, if you will, through the intestinal tract, and so it can be properly gotten rid of. But if that's not working, if the digestive enzymes aren't adequate, that can happen. So we're talking about dehydration. We're talking about not having enough digestive enzymes. We're talking about spinal problems. We're talking about dietary indiscretions. All these things can lead into that, and then ultimately leading to disease processes that are not okay. When we come back after the break, I want to start talking a little bit about the different conditions that we see. We will name some of them that can be made worse or tied into constipation. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. My guest today, Dr. Zhang. We are coming up to a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. We have a fascinating program for you, one that you wouldn't think about generally because most people think that, this is an area that we don't talk too much about. What are we talking about? We're talking about constipation, your inability to move your bowels on a regular basis. The interesting thing is that if you look in Google, Dr. Google, right, and you go to the Mayo Clinic and so we're going to say you can, if you're moving your bowels three times a week, you're good to go. But the truth of it is you should be moving your bowels three times a day. Once is okay and it'll lead to good health, providing that you have a good easy evacuation. But a problem is that a lot of people don't. And there are things that interfere with that intestinal movement. And it can be injury to your body. It could be dietary problems. It could be other disease processes like Parkinson's and injury to the, as we talked about, but injury to the cord. People who've had mini stroke, TIAs, all of those things. And we could go on. There's quite a list of them, but we want to cover that. My guest today, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, who will be your host, your presenter at the Roselle Center for Healing in Fairfax this Wednesday, the 21st of September, 7 p.m. Love to have you there as our guest. All you have to do is register. Go online and scroll down. Hit the button that says register now, and he will be one-on-one with you and give you information that you may not have thought about. More importantly, he'll give you data that you can use and take home with. Dr. Zhang, welcome back to the program.
Yeah. Let's
talk a little bit. I wanted to let everybody know that you're not in the area, so we're talking to you by landline connection, and hopefully we'll be in a good place with it. But there are conditions also that affect body fluids, and as you said earlier, you have to have enough water in the system. But things like diabetes and pregnancy and thyroid problems, either over or underactive thyroid, all of those things can be problematic. People, as we get older, we don't have the muscle tone. Our organ systems inside begin to shift. I want to talk about that for a second. When the organ systems in the body begin to push down into the pelvis, we see a lot of things like veins that swell both in the legs and hemorrhoidal plexus in the rectum. Sometimes we end up, because we're dehydrated and this excess pressure, we end up tears in the rectal sphincter. All those things can be problematic. Now, should that happen, or should we be able to move our bowels from the time that we're young to the time that we leave the world? Or are these things that we have to expect?
So for some people, if you don't take care of yourself, it will expect it that way. If you do take care of yourself, you do right things when you are younger, or even though you had a problem getting more exercise, more regular treatment, and you know how to take care of that, it can be preventative. It can be preventative. So it can be do something, avoid that.
When people sit all day long, there a lot of people are staying home today. They're doing all their work from a computer, or they're not working at all. Does that increase the risk of bad bowel habits, if we will? Does it make things worse for them?
So that makes a lot of sense. That's definitely. When I was in China, I was with doctor that time, so a lot of hemorrhoid people as a form of the long-seated people. So that means that when you sit there, your bowel move, same thing again. So the nerve coming from the low back, that you're not moving, it's stuck there. So that's why a lot of people are sitting too long, then you cannot have good bowel movement. And also I have the patient come here, I say, okay, my grandma or great grandma told me, do this may help. So it's move to turn, twist your low back or to wiggle your low back. So it definitely helps. It's definitely the reason why it helps.
When we get one of the questions I'm going to ask you later on, and I want people to listen to this, and your opinion, don't answer it now, is that when you have a bowel movement, should you be sitting, or should you be squatting, or should you be sitting with your legs up? And a lot of people think, that the way Americans sit to have an evacuation or a bowel movement is the way it's meant to be. But I want to talk about that a little bit, because I think it might shock a lot of people that there might be a better way. But we'll talk about that as we get into the program. When we deal with patients who are constipated, they can come in with all kinds of symptoms, and I want to talk about that in the next part of the program, the disease processes that can come about, even the increased risk of cancer, the increased risk of diabetes, the increased risk of degenerative disease, the hemorrhoids that we see, but also the hemorrhoids in the leg or deep vein problems within the leg. All these things can be a result of constipation. We'll be right back. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. My guest, Dr. Zhang, we're talking about constipation. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Roselle Live continues now on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Roselle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. Indeed, you are. It's gorgeous outside. So in case you're out walking around and enjoying the fresh air, make sure you take me with you so we can talk about things. And if you are walking around and if you are exercising, then the topic we're talking about should be not as significant for you as long as you're eating well and drinking a lot of water. What are we talking about? We're talking about constipation and the topic of our in-house continuing education program this Wednesday evening, the 21st, 7 p.m., is that, how to fix constipation. But we want to talk about the ramifications of this thing because it's serious. It's not something that is, you know, well, I'm just kind of all plugged up. Well, that all plugged up can cause you some significant issues. And by the way, we're here at 888-630-9625. I'd love to talk to you and, you know, talk about perhaps some of the medications, the drugs that you're on that are going to cause some of the issues. And we're here at 888-630-9625. Having said that, Dr. Zhang, welcome back.
Yes.
I want to talk a little bit about, this is your, you know, your presentation this Wednesday evening. And, you know, you're a doctor of oriental medicine. You're an acupuncturist. You're a chiropractor. You're, you know, very well versed in applied kinesiology and herbal medicine and so forth.
Thank you.
What I want you to share with us, are there medications that people are on that are common medications that increase the risk of constipation and make things much worse for themselves?
Yes. Yes. So there's a few medications definitely affect your bowel movement. The most common one will be painkiller. By the way, painkiller is number one, the liver damage or internal bleeding from a painkiller is number one emergency problem there. So anyway, so yeah, painkiller and also antidepressant, depression medicine. Even though the antacid, the aluminum, and also the water pills definitely cause a problem too. And also, last but not least, the iron supplements. Iron supplements also can cause constipation too. But that does not mean you'll stop iron supplements. That means you will do something else to correct your constipation.
You know, on that situation with iron, you know, iron does constipate people, particularly elemental iron. Natural irons are a little bit easier on the body. But one of the things that we recommend with a patient, and this one I'll just throw out as, you know, be aware of this, is that if you're taking iron of any sort, add some ascorbate, add vitamin C with it. Number one, it will help the absorption of the iron much better, but also it will keep you from being constipated. And then you go back to the fact that if people who are taking medications, many of them just drink enough water to take the medication. And you said earlier, one of the number one problems with pain medication is that they affect the liver. And people don't understand that Tylenol is the number one reason people are admitted to the emergency room with liver failure. And it's Tylenol. It's the constant chronic use of that situation. There are people who have ended up dead because of taking Tylenol, because if the liver's affected, it's going to affect the heart, and the heart's energy begins to drop, and they go into cardiac failure. They begin to shut down. But you talked a little bit about SSRs or things that affect mood and depression. One of the side effects is that, correct?
Correct. So that's also the reason about the painkillers. That's also the reason why about 3 or 4 years ago, acupuncture used for pain relief in U.S. military. U.S. military. So just FYI. So anyway, so there's a lot of different reasons can cause constipation. The very, very common for us, but not for you guys, is the TMJ problem can cause the constipation too. So TMJ is affecting your body more than you think, actually. So TMJ not only the joint, but it can affect a lot of organ function, and especially so per digestion. If your digestive health, you know, is not very great, you have to be first think about TMJ, because the mouth is the first line to the food, digest the food. If you cannot digest well, it cannot chew well because of TMJ problem, then you get a gut issue.
So you're talking about the temporomandibular joint, the TMJ.
Thank you.
And if it's not working properly, if it's misaligned, then food isn't going to be digested properly. And that has an impact on the intestinal tract.
Thank you. Yes.
So every once in a while we have to interpret Chinese. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Okay, but, talk about Chinese. So because I'm also an oriental medicine doctor, I do acupuncture, I do Chinese herb. So from Chinese medicine, and then there's another organ can affect your gut. It's the lung and the large intestine work together to make your body function better. So if you can tell, if you have grief, a sign, or your lung is not working properly, and that can affect your gut, affect your bowel movement.
You know, what our listeners have to be aware of in that, and for those who aren't at least somewhat knowledgeable, conversant, aware of the balances that are respected in traditional Chinese medicine, we call them yin and yang, or positive and negative. And that means that every organ system in the body has an organ system that balances it. One is yin, or life-giving, and it's deep internal. The other one is yang and externally expressive. So if you had to look at them very quickly, anything that's hollow, the stomach, the large intestine, the small intestine are yang. They're external expressive to the body. The yin organs like the heart and the liver and so forth are internal life-giving. Because think about it this way. If you cut those organs out, you're going to die. And the other ones, you can cut them out. You're not going to survive very long, very well, but you're not going to die immediately. But there's a balance that takes place that is an intimacy that everybody needs to be aware of. But in this situation, what Dr. Zhang was talking about is the colon, the large intestine, is yang, externally expressive to the lung, which is a yin, life-giving organ. And so when the lung is affected by medication, when the lung is affected by disease process, when the lung is somebody goes into pulmonary restriction and they're on oxygen and so forth, you have a much greater tendency also to be constipated and absorbing very, very high levels of toxins in your body, which, by the way, then makes the lungs much worse. Did I get that right, Dr. Zhang? Right.
Okay, you're a master, Dr. Rosa, definitely right. And also, you know, we talk about COVID, right? COVID before the beginning is very, very, the typical symptom is diarrhea. So if it affects the lung, if the lung gets affected, or diarrhea or constipation, it depends how bad your lung gets affected, and it depends on which kind of lung. Just like Dr. Rizal told you guys, the yin gets affected or yang gets affected, and then cause diarrhea and the constipation. You see, the all the answer for 4,000 years ago, the older Chinese people, they are very observing, so they know, they give you answer already. So it's absolutely right. And also next, I want to talk about the ileocecal valve. This is a very, very important valve for you to have bowel movement, or if you close, it can close and open. Actually, the ileocecal valve is a sphincter muscle, and it's situated at the junction of the ileum and the colon. So why
just everybody knows where it is, to make it easier for them, it's the large and small intestine where they come together. That junction that Dr. Zhang is talking about is called the ileocecal valve. Okay, I'll go ahead. I'll be quiet now.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, this sphincter. So when you have a bowel movement, it passes all the trash, all the junk from the small intestine to the large intestine, then the valve will open, right? It could pass to the large intestine, and then it goes to you have bowel movement. If this valve gets closed, they cannot open properly. So that means your junk, your trash from the body cannot get out. It's stuck in the body. It causes constipation, and it causes inflammation, and everything causes from inflammation, the cancer, the tumor, all from inflammation, autoimmune problem, all from inflammation too. So this is how bad you can feel after you have the ileocecal valve problem.
You know, just as a quick add-on to that, one of the things that causes that valve to be stuck closed, if you will, causing constipation, is the lack of absorption of calcium within the body. So it goes into spasm. It stays tight. It won't relax. It won't open up. And that's where people feel a lot of cramping. It's almost like a colitis type of symptom, but it's because of imbalances. But it usually starts with dietary indiscretion, and then we see nutrient depletion and so forth. And it's something, if you can find it, it can be fixed quite easily, but many symptoms of toxicity, of skin rashing, of bloating, of distension, of lack of absorption of other nutrients comes from that. And you're right on the mark, Dr. Zhang. Let's move forward a little bit with that and talk about the diseases that not only come from toxicity of constipation, but diseases that can cause constipation to come about.
Oh, you talk about a pelvic floor dysfunction, pelvic. So the stress and anxiety related to tension and also the major reason called pelvic floor dysfunction. So if there's a lot of muscle on the pelvic floor, so the inability to relax our pelvic muscles and then to allow the bowel movement. That's a problem. So that means if you cannot relax your pelvic muscles, and then you have bowel problem too. So now, your weakened pelvic muscle is the main reason can cause constipation too.
So when that pelvic floor just drops down, then it has a profound effect on the body's ability to eliminate waste. And that can come from a lot of things. That can come from too much pressure, straining, if you will, lifting things improperly, which puts too much pressure in the lower part of the abdominal. Interesting thing, there's a patient that came into the office about 3 weeks ago, and it was a gentleman probably about 53, 54 years old, and he was he's a contractor, and I won't say much more than that because there's a lot of people that listen to the program. If I get too much data, they can finger point. But this guy was a contractor, and he was heavy, a little heavier than what he should have been. But he was complaining that, you know, he had back pain. He was complaining as we started talking to him that he didn't move his bowels on a regular basis. But one of the things that he brought up was that he also was having problems with erectile dysfunction, ED. And the history all by itself told me that he had so much weight both in the abdominal area, but in his colon, because he wasn't having regular bowel movements. He was only having a bowel movement every couple of days. And then he had a strain to make it happen. And so what I'm bringing out and what I told him, I said, we get rid of this and you take just a little bit of weight off and we get the bowels to work properly. And your circulatory pattern back to the scrotum is going to be repaired. And you shouldn't have any problem. But this is also considering that he didn't have any testosterone issues. His testosterone levels were normal. But we don't realize that that also has a contributory factor, or constipation has a contributory factor to erectile dysfunction. I'm sure you've seen that many times.
Right. So you can tell. So the constipation, not only constipation. So that you can, okay, I drink water, I drink fiber, I fix my constipation. Not all the time. Most time you will not fix the constipation only through water and the fiber. So because a lot of different reasons cause the problem.
Yeah,
and go ahead. Yeah. It's also from Chinese medicine. Your kidney problem and kidney and large intestine related to each other too. Because from Chinese medicine, kidney is a water organ. If your kidney cannot regulate the water properly, and then it cannot send enough water to large intestine, okay, send the water to large intestine, you get a problem too. So I do have this kind of patient too for the last few months. So the kidney has a problem, the UTI, whatever the reason caused the kidney problem, and the main complaint will be constipation because you don't know you have a kidney problem even though.
This Wednesday evening, Dr. Zhang is going to get into a lot of specifics on what we're talking about, meaning the backup in your sewage system, your intestinal tract, your colon, leading to something that we call constipation. And, you know, I said earlier when I started the program, if you're not moving your bowels minimally every day and in a perfect, perfect world, you should move your bowels every time you have something to eat. But so many of us, we're either too busy, we rush all the time, we don't eat as we're supposed to, we're definitely not drinking enough water, or we drink things that are dehydrated and we think that's going to help us. It does to a certain extent, like coffee and sodas and things, but, you know, that's an irritation to the gut. It shouldn't be done that way. We're going to come back and give you some more specific situations and how to fix this thing. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. I'll be right back.
News Talk 105.9.
WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. Thank you for listening, and thank you for telling your friends about us. We truly appreciate everything that you allow us to do for you, meaning that your presence is present. And we continue to serve you at the highest levels we possibly can, giving you the most intimate and updated information on your health, so things that you can use. We want to make sure that we acknowledge and thank our men and women in the military, because without you, there's none of this would be possible. So thank you so very, very much. And remember, anything that I can do for you is my gift to you. Please get a hold of me at rozellecare.com or simply drtomrozelle.com. Either way, I will reach back to you immediately. My guest today, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. We are talking about constipation, you know, how your body backs itself up, causing all kinds of disease processes, but more importantly, how we really get to understand the why behind this, because you should be having a bowel movement, if you will. I know it's kind of a lousy subject to talk about, but nevertheless, it's one that needs to be recognized as a epidemic in this country. It's something that affects all of us. This Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. Join us. All you have to do to register for the program is go to rozellecare.com. Scroll down and you'll see register now, hit the button, and we will make sure that we have room for you. And, but more importantly, prepare for you. And that's the more important thing. And, you know, ask us any questions that you'd like to have. Dr. Zhang will get into the intimacies, if you will, of this problem, but how it's affected and more how it affects you. Dr. Zhang, welcome back to the program.
This is a topic
that a lot of people don't want to talk about. And it's one that affects way too many people in this country. As we said earlier, if you're not having at least one bowel movement a day, you got a problem, and the toxicity builds up. Let's get into what you're going to be talking about this Wednesday evening, and what you're going to be covering, and why people should be here with us.
Okay, so actually, Saturday, after yesterday, I had a patient. You will talk about the constipation. I bet about a lot of people think the constipation is not a problem. So the answer will, I would be no, it's a bigger problem. So this evening I will talk about what's the constipation, why the gut is so important, and what's the different conditions cause constipation, on why constipation is so harmful, and also how can I treat you from the constipation, from the cause, from the root. And also, last but not least, I will tell you some tips you can do at home to help you, help yourself do something to relieve the constipation.
You know, if somebody just wanted to change a couple things, and, you know, they knew that they're having a problem. A lot of people don't like to admit to it. What two things would you tell them to do? I mean, you're going to get into many things, and you're going to look at the medications and the drugs and so forth that can cause these problems. But for our audience generally, what couple things could they do that they could try today, right now, that might make a difference in this problem if they have this problem?
Okay, so I go to quick tips. So first quick tip is drink at least 8 glasses of water. I want the first glass of water will be in the morning when you wake up. So don't go to the bathroom, don't go anything. Just a warm water with one piece of lemon, drink that. It's the first cup of water. The second tip will be the massage your tummy. So when you massage your tummy, listen careful. So you do the clockwise.
Unfortunately, that's it. We were too slow on the mark. We're coming up to the break as we will do. But you're going to have to hear the rest of it. You're going to have to join Dr. Zhang this Wednesday evening. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live. Remember, we do this program on an ongoing basis for one reason only. We love you all. See you later. Bye.